For decades, neighborhoods full of single-family homes haven't only been a dream, but often the law. It's starting to change in California and a handful of cities. They're changing standards for suburban-style neighborhoods, as member station KQED's Aaron Baldessari reports, beginning to encourage smaller and multifamily buildings.
Real estate developer Kevin Kasagian is standing in the middle of a grassy lot near Sacramento's downtown.
You'll kind of see from here the wood gate, and we did some landscaping in the back there.
When he bought the property, there was already a single-family home there that had been converted into a duplex. Kasagian is thinking even bigger.
It's going to be a multifamily property with four units, two studios on the ground floor, and then upstairs are two large one-bedroom units.
He says this kind of thing is happening a lot in Sacramento, as more people search for housing that's affordable.
What we've seen is an influx of people from San Francisco, the surrounding San Francisco area, Bay Area, and then even LA and down south. It's kind of exploding.
Mixing small multifamily buildings among single-family homes is something that could happen a lot more, thanks to a draft plan the Sacramento City Council approved in January to eventually allow fourplexes in all of its residential neighborhoods.
I was just really excited.
Bridget Driller is paying close attention.
The issue of housing affordability, it impacts almost everyone in California.
Driller is 30, and she's a renter. Homeownership, she says, feels impossible. But that hasn't stopped her from spending a lot of time on the real estate website Zillow.
Looking at different lives that I could live.
But she says there aren't a lot of options out there for her.
There are a lot of single-family homes, which I don't really want. What I would love to see is more of that middle category of apartment complexes that are affordable.
Not everyone is as excited as Driller. Maggie Coulter lives in a mostly single-family neighborhood in Sacramento.
A lot of houses in this neighborhood were built in the 40s. They're small. The lots are about 5,000 square feet.
She moved to the neighborhood in the 80s. And Coulter is afraid that if this draft proposal becomes the rule, her neighborhood would soon become unrecognizable.
There have been a lot of houses flipped in this neighborhood. But if this general plan was approved, they could be flipped to accommodate six units.
It's going to take 10, 20 years for anyone to really notice that there are duplexes and triplexes in neighborhoods that didn't used to have them before.
David Garcia, a housing researcher at the University of California in Berkeley, says policies like this are part of a long-term strategy to make housing more affordable. In 2019, both Minneapolis and Oregon approved multifamily buildings in most residential neighborhoods.
There's a real need in high-cost cities to explore where we can build new homes, and that includes looking at single-family homes, which for decades have been sacrosanct.
Beyond driving up the cost of housing, many studies have shown restricting development has led to racial segregation. Congress passed the Fair Housing Act in 1968, which explicitly prohibited racial segregation in housing, and the backlash was huge. In an attempt to keep neighborhoods white, cities across the country banned multifamily dwellings in neighborhoods where previously they were allowed. Garcia says multi-unit buildings tended to be occupied by people of color and recent immigrants.
They're really reckoning with the racist and exclusionary nature of some of these single-family-only policies.
In many cities, seeing single-family homes side-by-side with small apartment buildings and duplexes isn't new. In that Sacramento neighborhood where Kevin Kasagian wants to build a fourplex, there are cottage apartments next to small single-family homes and large two-story bungalows.
As we're talking about neighborhoods and feel and personal connection and like mixing uses, this block is oddly very emblematic of what's going on.
In the real estate market here?
Hot, hot. I mean, you cannot get a better area than this.
And if Sacramento and other cities have their way, there will be a lot more neighborhoods like it across the country. For NPR News, I'm Aaron Baldessari in Sacramento.